Well, either use 50 years or go on your own and build your own for 50 years. It's up to you. But you can't use it free. Remember, give credit when you're supposed to give credit. Our next location is West Bermuda. We seem to have a shortfall of Western Atlantic buoys, and I think that's a legislation problem that in those southern states around the, I would say going out in the Cape Hatteras and down into the Carolinas, are funding. They don't want to fund out in the ocean. We're afraid of the ocean. West Bermuda reading is winds are west-southwest or 4 knots, just like the Bermudas don't have too many buoys. And gusts there is 6 knots, seas are 3 knots, peak period is 9 seconds, pressure is 29.99 and rising, air temperature is 75 and water temperature is 76, dew point is 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Now the wave summary swell is 3 feet, period is 9 seconds, direction southeast. You have a complete rip on this one. You have a wind wave, even though the height isn't there, the current of the wind wave is still there. It's a current, it's sublineal, it's on the surface developed by the wind overall, and it has nothing to do with the Coriolis of the swell, but it's more of an atmospheric movement. And the period is 4 seconds and direction is northwest. So that kind of splits you apart on that one. So be careful out in the Bermuda in your small crafts up there. Next, we're going to go into the southeast United States of America. And we'll start with 41 nautical miles southeast of Charleston, South Carolina. And they split regions on here. This is south wind, southwest is 8 knots, gusts 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Peak period is 8 seconds. Pressure is 29.93 and steady. Air temperature 79. Water is 80 and dew point 67. The wave summary is swell is 2 feet. Period is 8 seconds. Wind wave is 1 foot. Period is 3 seconds. We'll go to the Pan Shoals of North Carolina. Shoals. I guess you can call it a bank if you want. Well, this location is small craft area we're getting into again. But right at the fringe, they have a southwest wind of 16 knots, gusting to 18 knots. And that's the separation of the bands. There's a band in Florida, and then this is separation of the other band in the Carolinas. And seas are 3 feet. Peak period is 6 seconds, pressure is 2992 and rising, air temperature is 78 and water 78, dew point is 68. There is more damage caused by flooding overall, adding by small storms, tropical storms, than there is in major hurricanes. So if you take all your damage in the small storms a year, and you'll add up to the same amount as like Katrina did, but it's spread out. Apparently we're able to handle it if it's spread out. It still goes into our budget as $1 trillion. So we got Katrina hit us with $1 trillion. Then we always carry $1 trillion on our storm damages throughout the United States. Now the swell there is 2 feet. Period is 6 seconds. Now that $1 trillion includes the Defense Department that helps clean up things. You know, the Defense Department isn't only just to declare war and fighting in war, it's also used in order to defend our country and caring for our own land masses. Don't think it's just for making fancy airplanes. Okay, the direction there is south-southeast, the 6 seconds, and wind wave is 2 feet, period is 3 seconds, direction is southwest. Create a cup drop out there, that means somebody holding a cup that used to support me just dropped me. What a nice way to tell you that they don't want to deal with you if you're gonna talk about $1 trillion here and there. Now, what's your budget running about? $3 trillion, close to $3 trillion. Isn't that all for defending our homeland, making sure us little people can walk around free and healthy? Our winds here at the next location at Capers is south-southwest at 12 knots and air temperature is 79 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, the $3 trillion isn't an approved budget. It's something that we all want to have, but we don't get it because our revenue can't pay it.